question, how can the dairy industry cut its greenhouse gas emissions? Well, a group set up by Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnellogue to examine that issue meets today with its final report on how to get emissions down. And their recommendations include a retirement scheme for farmers and cuts in chemical fertiliser, amongst others. For more, our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent Joe McGraylick joins us. Joe, this is the Food Vision Dairy Group. Tell us what they've been working on.
Yes, Anya, they've been working on a report. The brief from the Minister for Agriculture when they were set up in January was to first come up with ways to stabilise and then to reduce the emissions from the dairy sector. Now, on the group are farming organisations, dairy processors, state agencies like the EPA and Chagas, academics and department officials. And the, I suppose the background to this is the dairy herd has grown hugely since 2015 when the milk quota system ended. Back then, there was 1.24 million cows in the country. Now there's 1.64 million cows in the country. So that's growth of 400,000 in 7 years. And the overall agri emissions from the agri sector are 37% of Ireland's total, 40% of which comes from the dairy sector. Mm-hmm. So the group was set up to look at the trying to come up with recommendations. They've met 10 times and they're meeting again today in Back Weston in the Department of Agriculture facility in Selbridge. The hope was maybe they might be able to sign off on final recommendations today, but that may not now be the case as concerns remain around a number of those recommendations.
So what are the key recommendations likely to be?
There are 18 in total, agreement on many of them, but the contentious ones you mentioned there, reducing chemical nitrogen by 30% by 2030 is one of them. Now, nitrogen is essential for healthy plant growth, and the fear from some of the farming organisations is that dairy farmers could be left short of grass or fodder if they have to reduce their nitrogen by that amount and then be forced to buy expensive feed to replace it. So that's one issue that remains contentious. Another is the voluntary exit or cow reduction scheme. That's where, in fact, that one is so contentious that they'd already agreed that this was going to be a study. Where a farmer could decide to exit altogether from dairy or to reduce his cow numbers for a period for which they would be compensated. But terms and conditions would apply there. Cows would have to be culled, for instance, so their methane emissions end as opposed to continuing on somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And then the land would be restricted from having breeding ruminants on it going forward. In other words, you couldn't bring in more cows onto it. And certainly Machrane Affirm and some of the younger farmers are saying that that could lead to restrictions on the availability of land for young farmers to try and get into dairying. Then the other issue is a proposed cap and trade emissions model. And this is what I was going to say was so controversial that they've already decided that this is just going to be a study into this. What we are talking about there is setting an emissions limit for farms, and then a farmer could use that emissions limit to continue farming activity, or if he or she wanted, they could sell it to somebody else and let them use it for farming activity somewhere else, but the seller would end up reducing activity. So that has proved controversial as well, because there's a fear that that could somehow or other end up as another type of a quota on farms, except rather than a quota on cow numbers, it could be a quota on emissions and thus restrict farmers from expanding or increasing production.
And that key question, Joe, the size of the national herd?
Yeah, well, the size of the national herd has always been the controversial one. The government have said all along for the last number of years that they're not talking about reducing the national herd. Always what they've said is stabilisation is what the aim would be. So there's no suggestion anywhere, there's no recommendation here that the herd be reduced. But obviously with these recommendations, with a number of them, the capacity to expand could be curtailed. And the retirement scheme, obviously, which is voluntary, it has to be stressed, that would reduce numbers. So the issue of no recommendations about reducing the national herd per se, but obviously that's what an awful lot of this is all about.
All right. Joe McGraylick, Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Correspondent, thank you.